A political battle in Texas is making the hot summer sun there seem downright cool in comparison. Congressional redistricting has pitted two U.S. House incumbents against one another, 13-term Democrat Martin Frost and Republican Pete Sessions in his fourth term. It's currently the most expensive congressional race in the nation, with some $6 million raised. For some perspective, we turn to Wayne Slater of the Dallas Morning News. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wayne, in recent days, this contest has degenerated into a spat over lawn signs. What's that all about?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know you've got a serious congressional race when there's a showdown at the Jungle Gym. And that's basically what happened. The Republican, Pete Sessions, shows up today to take his young son to grade school and finds his opponent's lawn signs all over the school, at the Jungle Gym, all over the playground, the building, on the fence, and he blew up. Said, this is crazy. What are you? You're trying to intimidate children now in this political race. Basically, both sides began squabbling about who was responsible. Somebody, each side, accusing the other of stealing and putting the signs up. In the end, Martin Frost, the incumbent Democrat, produced a police blotter showing that the Republican, Pete Sessions, 2 years earlier, had actually been cited by the police for stealing yard signs of his own. So it's a beautiful, beautiful exercise in democracy.
So this matchup is a direct result of redistricting by the Texas legislature. Remind the rest of us out here how that came about and how wild that even got.
Yeah, and this is really sort of the latest turn in this roller coaster ride. Last year, Tom DeLay, the House Majority Leader, decided that he wanted to redistrict, redraw the lines in a way, even though it was kind of an off year for redistricting, that would get more Republicans. And it was a fractious fight. You may remember that members of the Texas House ran off to Oklahoma to shut things down. Members of the Senate ran off to New Mexico. The governor called the lawmakers back into three special sessions. It was ugly. It was tough. In the end, the Republicans won. And the new districts, which reflected Tom DeLay's desires, effectively, according to a lot of experts, will probably eliminate, most likely, four or five incumbent Democrats.
And in particular, was Congressman Frost a target? He's been in office for 26 years, a Democrat. The Texas Republicans would probably like him out.
You betcha. I mean, this is a guy. He's been there so long. He's smart. He's good. This is an important district, suburban Dallas. He's very good at fundraising. He's been a thorn in the side of the National Republican Party in Congress. Tom DeLay specifically said throughout this process to the sort of the line drawers, the cartographers in Austin, make sure that any district configuration in the end takes out Frost, and that's what appears to happen. At this point, Frost in the polls that we've seen is behind the Republican Pete Sessions, though it's a heck of a tough fight. And as you said, $6 million has been raised, the most expensive congressional race this year.
Wayne, thanks very much.
Good to be with you.
Wayne Slater is Austin Bureau Chief for the Dallas Morning News.